Good morning. My guest this morning is Brenda Tharpe. She is an artist working at the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation. Well, Brenda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Roland. It's really a pleasure to be here.
Tell us about your exhibit.
Well, the exhibit is titled With Awe and Wonder, A Celebration of Nature's Beauty, and it's all photographs, and it's a collection of some of the special moments and scenes that I've been fortunate to witness over my career in photography. It is mostly Western subject matter, just because I live here in Santa Rosa and the West is my backyard, so to speak.
Right.
So, and I love the West. So the photographs are really a varied compilation of some of my favorite pictures.
I see in your press release that you appear to have been everywhere.
Well, I wish. Not yet.
Not yet.
But
right.
I'm working on it. Yeah.
Can you describe what you turn to in photo subjects, giving people who are listening an idea of what they will see at Laguna Foundation?
Well, I'm really drawn to the landscape and the dramatic beauty of the landscape. For example, it may be a scene from the Alabama Hills, which are just a stunning geological place to photograph with the Sierra Nevada as the backdrop. Who can miss? Things like that are really exciting to me, but I also really love the intimate landscape, which is a tighter view, not macro, but in between that wide vista and the close-up vista. So you've got that intimate landscape that shows the details and the beauty of a place, but in a more intimate way.
Do you ever have human beings in your photographs, either as human beings or as the works of human beings?
I do. In this particular exhibit, it is all a celebration of nature's beauty, and therefore I don't have the hand of man indicated in there, nor do I have any people in there. But I also do travel photography and work on pictures of people in the landscape, engaging with and relating to the landscape.
So this exhibit is up at Heron Hall at the Laguna Environmental Center. It's up now. And it will be there until December 21st.
Correct. I also will have a workshop going on November 17th. It's a one-day workshop, and it is about expressive nature photography at the Laguna, where people who attend will learn some techniques for making their images more expressive of the beauty that they're seeing around them.
Do you, in the career you have now, act as a teacher often, the way you're doing here?
I do. I make a lot of my living from teaching photo workshops across the country. Again, a lot in the West, but I do teach across the country at various schools and also through my own workshop company.
As a landscape photographer, who do you like most of the famous photographers?
Well, I'd have to say that from the very beginning, one of my mentors and inspirations was Elliot Porter. And his work just really touched me, and I resonated with his subject matter and his viewpoint. And of course, Ansel Adams is in there, but there's so many, even contemporary artists, that I am inspired by. So that process is ongoing for me.
That's great. Do you think you'll ever turn from photography to other forms of art?
I'm not very good with a paintbrush, so I probably won't become
probably won't
a painter.
Be that, yeah.
Although I have dreams that I could, with enough time, learn it. But my passion is really the photographic medium.
Great. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Brenda. And let's tell people that Brenda's exhibit at Heron Hall at the Laguna Environmental Center out on Sanford Road is With Awe and Wonder, A Celebration of Nature's Beauty. For information, what's a good number?
Well, for information, they can contact the Laguna at area code 707-527-9277.
Great. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacobetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.